Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Wednesday. Yesterday on Tuesday, we studied a story in the Bible about a man named Abraham and his wife Sarah, who had been promised by God that they would be the parents of a great nation that would number like the stars. And who could count the stars, right? They had this incredible promise from God, and yet they didn't seem to be conceiving. Just when they had probably given up at 90 and 100 years old, God reiterated his promise to Abraham that he was going to father a great nation through him as numerous as the stars. And Abraham laughed in his face. It seemed impossible. And he wasn't the only one who thought so. Today we're going to read some more of the story, and we'll see that Sarah thought it was a pretty ridiculous sounding proposition too. And the Lord appeared to him by the oaks of Mamre, as he sat at the door of his tent in the heat of the day. He lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, three men were standing in front of him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them and bowed himself to the earth. They said to him, "Where is Sarah, your wife?" And he said, "She is in the tent." The Lord said, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, shall have a son." And Sarah was listening at the tent door behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in years. The way of women had ceased to be with Sarah. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, "After I am worn out, and my Lord is old, shall I have pleasure?" The Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Shall I indeed bear a child now that I am old?' Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you, about this time next year, and Sarah shall have a son." But Sarah denied it, saying, "I did not laugh," for she was afraid. He said, "No, but you did laugh." So here we see Sarah's reaction to God's plan when God has actually appeared in their world. God is there with two other attendants. There's obviously some debate about, is this the Holy Trinity, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Is this God and two angels? But what we do know from this story is that God appeared to Abraham and made this promise again. And Sarah laughed. God catches her in the act. And some of us, you know, we can hardly blame her, right? She is 90 years old. Her husband is 100 years old. They long ago gave up on having children. The story even tells us it had ceased to be with her in the way of women. And one way to translate that original Hebrew would be to say it had ceased to be with her in the cycle of women. She was postmenopausal. She shouldn't be able to have children anymore. And yet, God says she will. Well, no wonder she does laugh, and she's a little incredulous. However, God catches her in the act and says, "I will do this." Well, there's more to the story. The Lord visited Sarah, as he had said, and the Lord did to Sarah as he had promised. And Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at the time of which God had spoken to him. Abraham called the name of his son who was born to him, whom Sarah bore him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God had commanded him. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born. And Sarah said, "God has made laughter for me. Everyone who hears will laugh over me." And she said, "Who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age." Well, there we have it. It happens. God's impossible plan actually comes true. Sarah and Abraham, who laughed at God's plan, are now laughing with joy and glee that they've actually had the son they were waiting for so long. Sarah even recognizes the irony of it. She knows that people will laugh at her for years for not believing God and his amazing, wonderful, but unbelievable plan. She knows that she's the butt of the joke, and she's okay with it because she finally has the son she's been waiting for. God gives them what he promised, and so Abraham follows through on his promise too. He has his son circumcised at 8 days old, a sign that he's one of God's people, But God has made a covenant promise to him and all his descendants. God makes promises. Abraham follows through on his too. The laughter comes full circle as well. God said when he promised this, and Abraham and Sarah laughed at him, "Just you wait. We'll have to name your son Isaac," which means he laughs, because you're laughing at me now, but I'll be laughing at you later. And I can only imagine God laughing at them as they struggle to raise a baby in their old age. So here's a question for you to explore today before we look tomorrow at how this story applies to us. What lessons do you think can be learned from this story for people like us today? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.